University of Exeter student is already making a big impact in the film industry as the UK's youngest feature film director. 18-year-old second-year history student Elliot Hasler is currently the youngest feature film director. When he was just 16, he released his first feature film, which he completed over 3 years whilst studying his GCSEs. And I'm very glad to say that Elliot, by the wonders of technology, joins us now. Elliot,
yeah, hi.
Hello, we have a few technical issues there. What is your latest project? Explain to us.
So my latest film is Vindication Swim. It's the true story of Mercedes Gleitz, who was the first English woman to swim across the English Channel. So yeah, I'm turning that into a film.
Wow. And do you have the star of said film with you at the moment?
I do, yeah, she's sitting next to me. Yeah,
Kirsten, welcome to...
Hi.
Welcome to a few technical issues that we're talking to you. Where are you from?
I'm from Brighton.
And that's where we're speaking to you at the moment. It's our BBC studios in Brighton. We can get pictures from the dark side of the moon, but we can't talk to Brighton. Not to worry. Listen, do you consider, Kirsten, you are sat beside the next Spielberg?
I do, actually. I think Elliot is a very, very special young man. So I do. He's very, very talented and exceptional for his age as well.
Okay, well, I can actually hear him blushing beside you at the moment. What can both of you tell me of Mercedes Gleitz? Was the name Gleitz?
Yes, Gleitz, yes. Well, either or, I think, but that's how I'd say it, Mercedes Gleitz. But, well, she was born in Brighton, and it was really important to Elliot to have an actress who came from Brighton and had that connection. So, yes, I feel very lucky to get to play such an incredible young woman.
Elliot, what drove the woman on? Obviously, it's an incredible effort. I admire anyone that can swim the Channel. Do we know a little about her background? What drove her to do this?
Yeah, well, I mean, she was a German immigrant, actually, from an immigrant family who was born in Brighton, and then she kind of worked as a typist in London and stuff like that. So I think she just sort of... was looking for kind of a way to change her life, really, because women had started to swim the Channel. There had been one woman before her who swam, so she wasn't the first to do it, but she was like the second, I think, something like that. So there was kind of this big thing going on with women at the time in the 1920s, and that she was kind of a driving force, like within that kind of early feminist movement kind of thing, and that's what the film kind of captures.
Got a remarkable picture here of the promotional shot for the film Vindication Swim. I take it you actually threw your star into the ocean to swim this section, and certainly for that particular photograph.
Yeah, we did. I mean, she kind of had to swim for a movie about swimming. Yes, so, I was in the water with her though. I got a lot of the shots from in the water as well. So yeah, we've both been in there and then on boats and stuff. Yeah.
How is your swimming ability?
Well, it's a lot better since I started doing the film. We were in the water for 4 hours the other day, so it is a lot of endurance. And I've had a trainer, a coach down here from the Brighton Swimming Association's club, so I've had somebody coach me for the last 3 months, so I have been able to build my technique and my ability before we started filming the swimming scenes.
Okay, so, well, thankfully you are a good swimmer. By the way, so we haven't been able to talk to you before because we've had technical issues. Do you have John there as well?
Yeah. Hello, yes,
John.
I'm here.
Sorry about that, buddy. I was going to say, there will be better days. Your role, you play her coach?
I play her coach, Harold Best. In fact, as well as being about the swim itself and the issues around the swim, because it wasn't just a question of the swim taking place. There were many complicated factors that made it difficult, with the establishment getting in the way. And I play the part of Harold Best, her highly troubled coach, and the film is as much about the relationship between Mercedes Gleitz and her coach Harold Best, and how together they overcame a hostile establishment, as it is about the swim that took place. But there is no doubt that this film tells a story of a quite remarkable woman who lived a remarkable life both during the swim and after it. And Harold Best was honoured to be her coach and to take her along part of the journey.
OK, well, obviously, Elliot, this is going to be a real challenge for you. First of all, have you finished the film yet?
No, nowhere near. We've just started, actually. So we've shot... There's about 70 scenes in the film, I think. We've done nearly one, so we've got quite a long way to go. But it's just tough filming out on the water. It's really, really difficult. So it's going to take a long time. I always knew it was going to take a while, so we've got kind of 2 years to make the whole thing.
Yeah, because certain directors would say to you now... shoot it in a field, make a documentary or at least a drama about a tree, but to actually put the action in the middle of the busiest shipping channel in the world, not a good start, Mush.
Not really, no. That's where it's going to be different, do you know what I mean? It sets itself apart from all the other stuff because it's so difficult. People are going to appreciate that and the audience are really going to be kind of placed into the channel with her, so it's going to be this, it's really like immersive kind of thing, and I think people can really get behind how hard it was for her. And I mean, we kind of appreciate that more because how hard it is for us to just film it, but it's tough, very tough.
But it's also remarkable because Elliot has that ability to make things happen cinematographically. I mean, there are lots of independents and young independents out there, but as someone who's worked in the film industry, I think that Elliot just has that extra bit that's special in order to bring things off. Like, we were out in the sea the other day with Kirsten here, ploughing away and spending most of the day in the channel swimming, actually. But Elliot wheeled around, and just at the right moment, this flock of seagulls sort of flew in front of the lens, and the whole thing just looked absolutely glorious. And that doesn't happen to every film director. That happens to remarkably skillful and lucky film directors. And that's why I think that Elliot stands an excellent chance of succeeding in the long term and making it his living and his industry.
Yeah, wasn't it the great line from one of the films, Dustin Hoffman, "Hey, I'm walking here!" Just happened to be. Did you remember it? Was it the Midnight Cowboy? Was it? I can't remember.
I think it was. Yes.
Yeah. It just happened. It was a bloke didn't know he was filming. Almost ran over Dustin Hoffman, but delivered the line and carried on. And that is a stroke of genius.
It is. And of course, the other thing to touch on, of course, is because you've had your own local hero recently, haven't you? In Sadie Davis, who's done the swim from Heartland Point to Lundy,
yes, yeah,
and back.
Remarkable.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's interesting that the interest is still out there for women who can do these remarkable swims, and I think that there are many reasons why the public will take a significant interest in the story of Mercedes Glitz and her coach when the film comes out.
So where would you launch it? Come on, guys.
Where are we going to launch? We're actually going to launch it in the Maldives, hopefully, because I went over there recently to premiere this short film that I'd done, To Hunt the Tiger, which John was also in, actually. And then we're going to go back there after this is done and premiere there. They've got this cinema that floats out on the ocean. It's really cool. It's a wonderful, wonderful cinema. And kind of it's open air and all that stuff. So, yeah, we want to show it there and then kind of all around the country, really. We want to get people on board with this and behind it. So, yeah, we want to get a few showings going when it's done.
That would be brilliant. The Maldives. It all depends on the budget. You could always do it on Lundy. Pretty small audience, I think.
Pretty small and an audience of seabirds who might be very interested in the film, but probably not very good at spreading the publicity.
No, beware the puffins. They are very good critics.
Oh, I believe so. Yes, absolutely.
I look forward to talking to you when it is finished. Do you have any idea when?
Well, we're looking at having it done in about 2 years, so yeah, sort of finishing filming kind of next October time and then going on from there, post-production, all that, and having it ready sort of by the summer after that. So, yeah.
Summer of 2021, then.
Yeah.
Summer of 2021. I wish you every success. Please make a date to talk to us again. And I will. I've got your website here, which is... Is it? I'm just trying to see what your website is called. What's your website's name here?
It's Relsar Productions.
R-E-L.
Which is my surname backwards.
Oh yeah, it's clever, ain't it? R-E-L-S-A-H Productions, and some fantastic footage on there. and some remarkable pictures. The clarity. I've got to ask, from a technical side here, what cameras are you using?
It's nothing that great, actually. It's this little Canon thing with a Sigma lens on it, 35mm thing. It's not like a Red camera or anything that fancy. It's really just sort of quite primitive, actually, yeah.
Staggering results that Elliot manages to get from it, though. Quite staggering.
Yeah. And wonderful waterproof equipment for the sea as well.
Because Elliot gets in the sea as well, you know. So, I mean, he's not one. He doesn't stay on dry land or stay on the boat. He spent time in the channel sort of swimming around as Mercedes ploughs up and down and does her stuff.
So, I know, that's what worries me about Kirsten. I mean, it's fine. John, you're great. You sit in the boat, I'm assuming. Elliot?
I tell her what to do and how to do it and sound very authoritative and don't get wet other than being occasionally splashed by her as she comes back on board.
Can I be the announcer? Can I be the announcer on the red carpet? Ladies and gentlemen, Kirsten Wrinkly Prune Callahan. Thank you all of you for coming onto the show. I've been delighted to talk to you. 2021, actually, before, because Elliot, before you're whisked away to Hollywood and you never bother to talk to us again, it would be nice to touch base. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cheers, guys. Bye bye.
Cheers. Bye for now.